Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
There you go.
How did you get started, and did you find like the kids, or I mean the parents, obviously, or did you try to find
Good question.
partners first?
No, it's a good question. I had been talking about it for about 4 years, and a few people messaged me on Twitter and stuff saying you should explore this. And I was like, oh, there's no business model there that'll make it work. I was kind of very skeptical initially. But what I did is I did Instagram tests. So I set up an Instagram page. And I had a couple of landing pages, and I ran 50 € tests for a couple of weeks and different propositions on each, and I could see what were things were being clicked. Funny enough, I got banned off Facebook off that. I was like,
Really? They banned a lot, actually. Why? Did you know why?
and I spent 500 € with an agency who speak to the sport team and Facebook, and they just said, no, we can't give a reason, just banned. And I was like, I must be something to do with the fact that there was a child, a photo of a child in one of the ads. That's the only thing we can think of. But I wasn't able to do any more of the ads. And by the way, I hate Facebook. I hate them. Hate everything about them. Hate Zuckerberg. Hate them. So hate all those things. And it's a really strong word people say. Like, I just probably hate's a strong word, but I really disliked them, and I especially disliked them after that because I was like, hey, look. But anyway, I got enough of an interest about is there a market there, and spoke to a lot of people who registered on the newsletter. I said, hey, can I chat to you on the phone? This is what I'm trying to do. And I got loads of insights. Like, parents are not shy of telling you what they want. It's not like you have to scratch below the surface and try and determine the need. They were telling you what they want, which was really good. And the ultimate test is putting the hand in the pocket. Are they going to buy something? And they did. So they did buy, and it was good. We didn't charge enough, which I knew anyway, but I just wanted to get people in for an experience and experiment. It's on the Makers and Doers School, or Makers and Doers School on Instagram. And there's a couple of hundred people in there that followed it. But really, it was a prototype. It was a learning experiment. And I'm going to start talking more around the experiments of designing the business, because I think the parents are really interested in that. Like, what are you doing with it? How's it working? So yeah, that's kind of how I got it started.
I like the story because it's like basically what you
Service design.
teach. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
but what was the
Amazing.
pitch? What when you
What?
said you were talking to lots of people, what was the pitch to them?
Designing, I was empowering the next generation of thinkers and doers. That was the tagline. And I think I use the phrase design thinking because it resonates with parents who may not know what human-centered design. And some people then went on to discover the podcast, and they'd ask me questions about it when they're picking up the kids. And I like it. I guess some people are probably a little bit more suspicious of human-centered design if you don't know what it is, because I talk about it like a mindset, which gets into the world of spirituality and all that kind of stuff, where I don't talk about that really at the kids, but I do introduce them to sustainability and stuff that impacts our health and our life and following your purpose. We did speak about that. One of the most rewarding pieces on that week, and I can't wait to do it again, was working with children who are relatively shy, and not putting them on the spot by saying, now's your time to present, like really seeing if they wanted to share what they were creating. And I was like, who's interested in coming up in the chair with me and holding them on the chair and watching them talk about what they created? Sometimes they'd be whispering in my ear, like, this is a little theater, like with little people. And then by the end of it, they would all be, I was like, come on, you can talk out louder. Like, it's not, you're not talking to me. I mean, if she knows, because of the hay fever and the window's open, I don't have a drug problem. And so it was really, really nice to see children kind of build that trust with their group of people and co-learn with each other. And I mean, that's like, I'm sure teachers out there are just kind of like, yeah, this is a normal Monday to Friday for us. But when you're looking at it from a training perspective or a design perspective, you don't see an awful lot of that happening in organizations. You don't see enough of it where people want to talk about it, want to share. It's still very much siloed. And that was the bit that was really heartwarming for me. And I really believe the generation that we're working with in education at the moment, they're a different breed. These yeah. kids are going to be like, you know, designing us under the table in 10 years. Like, you know, they're super smart, like super bright.
They are. And sometimes one may assume that, yeah, they're just kids. No, but no. They can do wonders, right? And they're smart and they are sponges. It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Jerry Scully. Thanks for listening and watch out for the next one.